This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. EU leaders will hold emergency video talks Wednesday to discuss the crisis in Belarus, where protests are swelling against the disputed re-election of President Alexander Lukashenko. The summit was called by EU Council President Charles Michel after Moscow said it was ready to provide military help to its ally Lukashenko, who has ruled Belarus since 1994. Germany said Monday it was prepared to back an expansion of European Union sanctions against leading figures in Belarus over its bloody crackdown on demonstrators, after EU ministers agreed Friday to drop a list of targets in Belarus for a new round of sanctions. Germany's government spokesman said even stronger measures should be considered. The pressure for Lukashenko to step down continues after thousands of protests flooded the country's capital Sunday. The protests have been a constant after the presidential election earlier this month that gave the six-term president more than 80% of the vote amid allegations of widespread vote rigging. Monday, China slammed Washington for using digital gunboat diplomacy after U.S. President Donald Trump ordered TikTok's Chinese owner ByteDance to sell its interest in another app it bought and merged with TikTok. As tensions soar between the world's two biggest economies, President Trump has claimed TikTok could be used by China to track the locations of federal employees, build dossiers on people for blackmail, and conduct corporate espionage. Russian President Vladimir Putin discussed the conflicts in Libya and Syria with his Turkish counterpart, Tayyip Erdogan, in a telephone call Monday, the Kremlin said in a statement. The Kremlin said the call's main focus was on the crisis in Libya, highlighting the need to make real steps toward a sustainable ceasefire. This is VOA News.